from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Mina Kim. The 1940 census, detailed records on the lives of more than 130 million Americans, is now public. Earlier this week, the National Archives released nearly 4 million pages of census forms that show who lived where, how much money they made, where they came from, and more. For historians and genealogy buffs, the information is a gold mine. But just like prospecting for gold, it takes some savvy to find family members in that mountain of data. San Francisco computer scientist Steve Morris has built a site, stevemorris.org, to help people sift through the 1940 census. And Dr. Morris, we're used to just plugging a name into a search engine and getting a result. Why can't we do that with the 1940 census?
Well, there is no name index yet on the 1940 census. The people who were creating the name index, the various companies, they haven't had any chance to see the census any more so than any one of us. So they first started their indexing on this past Monday. Until they finish, which will be 6 to 9 months, the only way to access the census will be by address or by location.
What does your site do?
My site provides the numbers that you need in order to get into the census by address. See, the census is not organized by address. You can't just give it an address and say you want that census record. It will just laugh back at you. You have to know what's called an enumeration district, the district that your address is located in. And on my site, I have a lot of tools that will help you go from your address to the enumeration district.
So this 1940 census is coming out 72 years to the month after all this information was collected. Why does it take so long for this data to become public?
For privacy reasons. The National Archives has sealed the records. They made the promise to the people when they took the records that this would be private information, and after 72 years, they felt it was time to release it. What happened was there was infighting between the Census Bureau and the National Archives. The Census Bureau was dedicated to secrecy and the National Archives to openness. When the two of them merged under one roof, there was a lot of bickering, and finally they reached the compromise of 72 years.
I understand even the National Archives will refer census searchers to your site.
The various tools that I've developed, we've been in discussions with the National Archives, and they put parts of those tools on their website as well. And they have attributions. Wherever they use those tools, they attribute it to where it came from, and those are links back to my site.
Have you been searching through the 1940 records?
Absolutely. I was very anxious to get in as soon as it opened. Well, for two reasons. First, to make sure that all my tools that link to their images were working, and then to try and find my own family. And I've been successful. I found my parents. I found my wife's father. I found several other people in the census already.
And the 1940 census, it would give us a lot of information about the aftermath of the Great Depression. Isn't that right?
Well, yes and no. A lot of the statistical information is already known. The National Archives made that public shortly after they tabulated all the data. What's not known is the individual families in the census. That's what was been kept secret. So historians, maybe they'll gain something out of it, but I think it's the genealogists who want to learn about their own families that are certainly anxious to dive into the census.
And I understand the 1940 census was the first to ask about income. What were some of the other hallmarks of that census?
There are several novel questions on the 1940 census. They asked for who the informant was. This gives some level of confidence as to who the person was that gave the answers. Was it the head of household who knew everything, or was it the six-year-old child who was the only person who spoke English at the time? Other new questions, they asked for country of birth. That's an old question, but they asked for it using the 1937 boundaries. That's because the boundaries in Europe were changing very fast in 1940. They asked a lot of questions that were related to the Depression, how much money you made in the past year, whether or not you worked in your usual occupation or in some other occupation just to bring in money. They asked about the migration patterns. Where were you living in 1935? So they could see who migrated from where and to where. And that's because of the heavy migration period due to the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression.
Dr. Morris, thank you for talking to us.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for having me on.
Stephen Morris is creator of stevemorris.org, a free website for people looking up their family census records. I'm Mina Kim. More news online at kqednews.org.